What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Sports guys on the text line get a load of Q's opinion on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting married, because he's coming up at 9 o'clock, and he's going to want to weigh in on that.
Plus that game last night that was absolutely exciting, stressful, depressing. Man, what a game that was last night for the Royals and the guys that aren't the superstars. Michael Massey, one of them. Kyle Isbell, another one. Keeping that train rolling. Last night was a flashback to 15. Just keep the line moving in the eighth inning to the ninth inning, and boy, things happened.
Yeah, it was a great night last night for them to get that win, and I'm sure a lot of people turned it off when it was 4-0, but they fought their way back, and to see Kyle Isbell have the big hit in the game last night, I love it. Like, Kyle Isbell's one of those guys never going to get credit for anything, but man, he's been really, really good all year long for this team. Kind of an unsung hero, if you will, of this organization.
Yeah, that game we can dive into a little bit later, but I do want to get to these comments from Lance Leipold, because he talked about the KU and MU rivalry.
Yeah, it was one of those things, Jim, when I first took the job, I didn't really realize it, and even as you have an in-state rival in Kansas State who has an excellent program, and then you find out that really there's more people that have a displeasure for the team across state lines in Missouri than they did for the in-state school. Starting to learn more about it, it started to pick up some fever, but like you said, we've got to make sure that we keep our focus where it needs to be, and I'm sure the excitement will start to pick up in game week when we play Missouri.
So yeah, that's going to happen this year. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited about it. I'm glad that's back, because that was my childhood. I was probably like really young, 4, 5, 6, mm-hmm. when the Big 8 split to the Big 12. Missouri and Kansas still there. I was a younger adult when Missouri beat Kansas in the Big 12 championship and then put the SEC sign in front of everybody on the floor, letting everybody know that they moved. And then the football games that were classics. A couple of my buddies went to them. There was the first year where Mizzou and Kansas were both pretty much ranked, not pretty much, they were ranked 1 and 2. Todd Reesing versus Chase Daniel. Epic game. Missouri wins. Then the next year you get it in the snow. Todd Reesing does a touchdown to Kerry Meyer in the end zone. Everybody loses their mind there. So you got a little bit of taste of it. And then it was gone. And basketball as well, right? Like, it never mattered if Missouri was having a down year and Kansas was dominant like they always were. The games were always close. Mm-hmm. Going to Allen Fieldhouse for Mizzou was an uphill battle from the minute they got off the bus. The same can be said when the Kansas Jayhawks got the bus and went into the Hearn Center. Those fans showed up. That rivalry bleeds. That's one thing that I love about these programs, is that eventually with some time off, because SEC Big 12, you lost a lot. Like, you lost a connection and you lost a generation of fans that know what that rivalry truly is. And now that you bring that back, and it's kind of like similar to the Raiders and the Chiefs, right? Like, I grew up hating the Denver Broncos, and everybody's like, oh, you should have seen the Raider days, man. They always got away with it. The Chiefs always got the flags because they were the one that got seen pushing the player or hitting the player. Never the Raiders. I hate those guys. And there's a certain generation where you're like, man, you should have seen this play when Phil Pressey goes up for a layup and Thomas Robinson blocks it or did he foul it, right?
Clean,
you know, and you talk about that. You talk about Paul O'Linney, and you talk about these guys like Marcus Denman that just was an absolute assassin from the corner with threes against Kansas, and he's a local kid, right? And now you get to bring all that back, and fortunately for us in the sports business, both football teams are pretty good this year.
Yeah.
They got a good offense in Kansas with Daniels coming being their quarterback and Leipold kind of turning things around. They've redone their stadium a little bit. And then you've got Mizzou and Eli Drinkwitz, who's had a hell of a job recruiting and getting talent to the team, kind of needs to take that next step, in my opinion. But here shortly, we get KU versus MU, and I'm actually thrilled for this because I love this. It takes me back to my homage of watching the border war of it. And I love that he says that because, yeah, there is a great rivalry of KU and K-State and State. But the bigger rivalry is out of state between Kansas and Mizzou.
The wheat is from Kansas and the molasses comes from Missouri.
Well, sir, we'll do without molasses. Anything from Missouri has a taint about it.
Now, Grandma, you've got to tread lightly. Now we're here in Texas. Lots of nice elements from Missouri coming west.
Never heard of nice things from Missouri coming west. And treading lightly is not my way. We're from Kansas, Jayhawkers, and proud of it.
GD Wright, the only nice things coming west from Missouri are the Royals and Chiefs going to Kansas. If anybody has to wonder about the hatred of these two states, I hate Missouri. I'm just going to be honest with you. I went to KU. Mm-hmm. I was raised, as soon as I set foot on that campus, to hate the University of Missouri. And that's a good thing. And I hope everybody that went to the University of Missouri hates the University of Kansas and hates Kansas. That's the way it should be, right? That's what makes a rivalry fun, when there's great hatred on both sides. The K-State rivalry has never been that way. It's just an in-state battle, I think, for both. I think K-State probably has a bigger rival with Iowa State. We saw that over the weekend in Ireland. KU, Missouri will always be the biggest rivalry in this area. And like when you look at college sports, a lot of times there are state schools that play each other, but Michigan, Ohio State, right? That's the big rivalry. Texas and Oklahoma, that's the big rivalry. You start to think about some of these big schools and, you know, Wisconsin versus Minnesota. They're not in-state rivalries, they're border wars. Mm-hmm. And that's what this was all about all the time. And we're seeing the border war right now. I mean, people in Missouri hate Kansas for potentially taking both of their teams. People in Kansas, well, we were raised to just hate the University of Missouri. That's just the way it goes. I love the fact that this rivalry was back. I like the fact that it stopped for a while and it needed to be stopped for a while because of Missouri, you know, going behind everybody's back and leaving the league, which they should have done. It was the right move by the University of Missouri. The way that they handled it, a lot of people were upset with. But as time moves on, we heal wounds and everybody can say, all right, what's best for everybody? You know what's really cool? Let's play each other again. And we saw it last year in basketball and it was great. And this year in football, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a litmus test game more for Kansas than it is for Missouri. If Kansas beats Missouri, and I believe that game is in Columbia, if Kansas goes down there and wins that football game and takes care of Missouri, that's a major win for the University of Kansas. And then you can have your Eli Drinkwitz takes where you're not a huge fan and you're not a full believer in him. If he loses to the University of Kansas, there are going to be a lot more Dusty Likens out there questioning whether or not Eli Drinkwitz is the right guy to lead that program, because you don't lose to Kansas and expect nobody to say anything to you.
No chance. I mean, again, I went on that rant not too long ago because, I mean, this is one of those things where, like, you shouldn't – I don't know. Like, a lot of people think that you shouldn't care beating Kansas if you are Eli Drinkwitz in Mizzou, but – man, every single Mizzou fan is telling you, you better win this game.
Yeah.
Because where we take Ohio State and Michigan in that rivalry, in that game, it is the same concept for Kansas and Mizzou football players. I promise you that. And I hope to God, whoever wins that game takes their flag and plants it in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I want to see.
Because yes,
there is so much more fun in sports when there is hatred within sports. Now, the hatred that we're getting today in the text line from people just absolutely calling us weirdos and blowhards about the biggest story yesterday, that's fine. That's just not a hatred. I hope you can find kindness in your day today. But when you watch the sport of football with Kansas and Missouri, like, that's what you want to see. You want to see the ferocious anger, and like, these guys that are playing for Kansas and Missouri probably have no idea what the rivalry used to
be.
No
clue.
But I guarantee you the best job these coaches can do is every single time you go in there, have something up there like Marty used to have, Raider Week.
You know,
have something, and Eli Drinkwitz coming, and he's really good at it. He's really good on the microphone and could cut a promo for the WWE probably every night. He's kind of like the Eric Bischoff of college basketball or football. And he can prep those guys on the Mizzou side, whereas Leipold can go over there and be like, you know what, these guys over here, they think they're better than you because they're in the SEC. They left this conference and they still laugh about you.
Right.
Go out there and do something about it. And I think when you do that and you build that up, you not only bring back something that was so great, but you rebirth it again.
Yes.
And the reincarnation of this rivalry can be something that is great because we've got Alex Gold, KU, diehard, went there, put his money into the school. And then you've got Carrington Harrison, who clearly is a Missouri fan. You have the picture out there with him in a Missouri hoodie. They're making a bet for the game. And Carrington even has a great documentary coming out.
Carrington's another one of those guys who didn't go to Mizzou, but still roots for him, huh?
I mean, he lived here his whole life. I don't think there's anything wrong with rooting for a college that, you know, you is from the state that you live in. And I think what's interesting, I mean, look at your Ohio State fan.
I know.
And so I think when you look at all of this sort of thing, it's great, man. This is Tennessee, Florida. This is Ohio State, Michigan. This is Boston and New York. This is Cardinals. This is Royals, Cardinals. This is Mizzou, Kansas. And it's fun and it's great. And it will pull people together and cause arguments and fights. And then at the end of the game, 2 days later, they're back to being boys talking about a fantasy football trade, because that's what hatred in sports does. It brings you together. It tears you apart. But at the end of the day, you're like, damn. What a game.
Yeah, and I miss the rivalry. Like, I absolutely 100% miss that rivalry. And I miss the fact that since 2012, nobody at the University of Kansas or at the University of Missouri as an athlete or as a student has been able to experience what I was able to experience. Like, Norm Stewart was a guy we used to sit in the student section and cheer, "Sit down, Norm, sit down, Norm." And Norm would, you know, do his thing. And it was a fun rivalry with him and Roy Williams. And then Norm would always used to say, "I don't spend money on the Kansas side of the state line." So they would pull over at the last hotel in Missouri and stay there and then go travel in for the game. And he wasn't going to spend his money there. I do the same type of stuff. I don't want to spend my money in Missouri. So Norm Stewart was the perfect fodder for this on the Missouri side. Obviously, Don Fambrough was that guy on the side for Kansas, who used to meet with the team before every game and give him the speech and how much he hated Missouri and fired everybody up. He's dead. There's nobody there that can do that anymore right now, right? There's nobody on the staff other than like Bill Self. There is nobody there at the University of Kansas that can bring that passion and that hatred for the University of Missouri. And there, you know, really, there's not many people on the Missouri side of things that can bring that passion and hatred. It has to come from the fans. And that's why leading up to this game, it's going to be up to the fans to continue to fuel that fire and to continue to keep that fire going, because it's been burning inside of us for the last 12, 13 years. We haven't had an opportunity to see it. And now we're going to get to see it on the football field. And it should be a game that is played every year. And I think it should be played wherever the Chiefs end up with their new stadium. That should be the site of this game. A neutral site game every year. Kick off the season this way. Make it big. Make it awesome. Make it one of the premier games on the college schedule, because it does have the opportunity to do that. Kansas is on the come. Missouri is on the come. Both of these teams are playing good football. Let's make this a marquee game, and let's deliver a marquee game to the rest of the country so they can see the hatred and the passion that we have for this rivalry.
A lot of people have hatred for Dylan Raiola. I don't understand the hatred. I think, it's a little odd that he looks a lot like Patrick Mahomes, maybe on purpose. He said yesterday he can't be mad at God for giving him the similar looks. This was him talking about it.
Is you and Mahomes really cool, bro? Or is it Cap?
Is that big bro? Like, what's up?
So I'm going to just start with that. It ain't Cap. It's real love.
Real love.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be like, oh, he want to be like him and all this stuff. It just so happened he played baseball, I play baseball.
Yeah.
He plays quarterback, I play quarterback.
You won five.
He won five.
You look alike, he look alike.
I thought somebody was going to say that. I knew he was going to say that.
You had to cut first. I seen it first.
Yeah, I had to cut first.
I seen it.
You did have to cut first. You did have to cut first. And so I'm saying, like, then like, I can't. Pre-game warm-up. I can't get mad at God for making me look like him.
Facts.
Pat's cool, bro. He knows what it is. Like.
That's good you got that relationship regardless. Yeah, that's bro. Somebody, that's a real mentor.
It's like him. I got my Uncle Matthew Stafford, and I just started recently connected with Tom Brady.
So do you like the name Minnie Mahomes they be calling you?
Nah, bro. Every time the little kids around here be like, yo, Minnie Mahomes, like, what'd you say? I'm like, well, what's my name? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm trying to be my own guy, so you know what I'm saying?
Are you, though?
I didn't know that's what he taught. I didn't know that was his voice for a minute. I'm like, he'll speak. But yeah, that's Dylan Raiola talking about how he had the haircut first. He's, you know, compared to
I had the haircut first.
Mm-hmm. So he said I had the cut first.
He had the cut first.
Mm-hmm.
I had the cut before Bieber back in the day. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, man. People steal your look.
It sucks.
Patrick Mahomes has had that look for, like, before Raiola was, like, in middle school.
He had the cut first.
He could have had the cut first. Who knows? He didn't have the cut his freshman year, though, conveniently.
Oh.
There's a picture of Dylan Raiola his freshman year. Didn't have that cut, but, you know, but hair grows and they get it again. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, he didn't have that haircut first.
You call him a liar?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. You didn't have that cut first.
I mean, we don't know that.
Patrick Mahomes has had that since he's come into the NFL.
Okay, so Dylan Raiola could have had that when he was 10 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's true.
He's just playing devil's advocate.
Now, I understand what you're, but no, Dylan Raiola, you are a direct clone copycat Patrick Mahomes. You are trying to be Patrick Mahomes. And it's strange, man. Like, everybody knows what you're trying to do there.
It wasn't like copycat for me until I saw the celebration before the game where he runs down to the end zone because nobody else does that but Mahomes. Like, I'd understand if, like, you know, you went down to the goalpost, put the knee down, prayed. A lot of people do that. Mahomes even does that. You know, obviously a lot of athletes do that. Or if you were, you know, trying to throw the ball as far as you can, Josh Allen does that. Burrow will do that. Like, in the last three throws, they'll try to hit up, you know, as far as they can throw it down the field. Mahomes also does that. But you wear the same armband, the same headband, the same sunglasses, the same facial hair, the same haircut, the same number, the same celebration.
Yeah.
You even kind of run similar. But hey, man, if you're ever going to copy yourself after somebody, you might as well be the best in the game. I mean,
people loved Kobe Bryant. People loved him. Everything he did was Michael Jordan. Armband, tongue out, same jump shot, same moves, and we love him. So I just don't know why. It's just very weird, the juxtaposition of those things. I mean, everything he did. Everything.
I think, and I'll play devil's advocate on this.
Yes, absolutely.
By the time we realized that, Kobe was an established NBA stud.
Maybe. Yeah.
This guy's a middling Big Ten quarterback.
Yeah.
That will be working for the corn growers of Nebraska in a couple of years.
We'll see this year. We'll see this year.
He'll get drafted.
Yeah, we'll see this year.
He'll be a first-round draft pick. For sure.
Yeah, I think he's got talent. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm excited. He'll play Cincinnati, what, Thursday night in Arrowhead?
Tomorrow night, baby.
You think he's going to be a first-round draft pick?
Was I wrong about Jackson Dart?
Yeah, I'm not going to go in on the Dylan Raiola first-round draft pick.
He's 19 years old.
Yeah,
we got time. He's got two more years.
Yeah, we've got a lot of time.
He's one of the most hyped-up prospect quarterbacks in college.
Would he be hyped up if he didn't look like Patrick Mahomes? And I'm asking that question very serious.
Well, he was before we knew he looked like Mahomes when he got recruited to Nebraska.
Well, because his uncle played there, right? And a lot of guys come out of college or high school and we hype them up. And then I saw numbers yesterday, how many of these guys that are hyped up out of high school actually end up playing and whatnot. And the number is so small with the guys that we hype up. So I don't really care that he was hyped up going into college. A lot of people are hyped up going into college and we forget who they are. So I don't know if he's a good quarterback yet. There's not enough of a body of work for me to judge whether or not he's a good quarterback. What I know about him is he's got a case of the try too hards and being Patrick Mahomes. It's like George Brett, be Mike Moustakas. Don't be somebody else. Be you, man.
Yeah, I'm okay with him copy. I just wish he would say that he does use him as a influence. He does look to Patrick Mahomes as an influence. Obviously, he's a role model, but yeah, you could, you know, point out the warm up and all those sorts of things, but I mean, he's a kid.
Mm-hmm. He's 19.
I've been pretty standard, consistent on this since last season. This guy's a kid. He gets trashed so much for this. He's a child. Like, he's 18 years old, man. He loves Patrick Mahomes. He knows him. Yeah. So what? He copies him. Oh well.
Yeah.
He's becoming his own guy, and yeah, he'll have to figure that out. And there will be trials and tribulations with this.
And there's one way to shut up a lot of haters. Go bring back the Big Red.
Yeah. Because go make Nebraska relevant.
There's
a
lot of hype in Nebraska this year. You're a big-time quarterback because of maybe what looks similar to Patrick Mahomes, but also because you do have a lot of talent in that right arm. Go out there and make Nebraska relevant. Go out there and make Nebraska noticeable, because if you do that and you put up the numbers to do it, no one cares what you look like.
It's true.
And I will promise you that. Some breaking news out of the Kansas State world. This is your home for K-State Athletics. Kansas State star running back Dylan Edwards will miss the game against North Dakota this week and is expected to be doubtful for the game with Army in week 3. Edwards appeared to injure his left ankle early in the game against Iowa State. A huge blow in that game.
That sucks.
Super, super, super talented running back for K-State.
Bell, that's why you don't do fireworks before the game.
Well, if you're Binkley, that's why you don't go play your game. And, but yeah, so that's some crushing news out of the Kansas State world. Yeah, because Dylan Edwards is a stud, dude.
Yeah, he's big for them, man.
Huge, dude. Like, you know how K-State's been. That's how they run through the running backs, right?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
They pumped out a bunch, and they use it very well. Their quarterback, Avery Johnson's definitely going to miss that.
Yeah.
As well as a battery mate to him in the backfield. But, Dylan Edwards will miss the game against North Dakota, which, to be fair, we can sound arrogant. You probably don't need Dylan Edwards against North Dakota. You probably don't need him against Army.
Yeah, maybe play it safe.
And it's an ankle injury for a running back. We know that all too well with Isaiah Pacheco
just
last year.
Just keep that guy under wraps until, conference play gets here now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.